Now it's time this morning for us to get an understanding. And I know you're not going to be able to hardly stand it. When you get an understanding of where I, yet not I, but Jesus hath led us. Some of you have been suspecting it. You've been feeling it. But now it's time for you to understand the place where you have been placed. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Ooh, before we go into that understanding of where we are, let's all go through a renewing of those gates again so that we can get settled down in the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And have our mind and our heart and our body open to where we can get a full understanding, because when it hits you, yes, Lord, I'm afraid I'm going to lose you, but that's all right. Ooh, you're going to be, all your whole journey will flash back before you in your whole life, and you'll see this is where I've been looking for all time. Gate number one, Lord Jesus, right there before me. Ooh, clothed upon and one with the Father. Head and hair white as wool, white as snow. Body shining with the glory of your red and red fire of your resurrection. And in your bowed, bowed to my Father, a pit of fire in which all my old nature and all working of Satan hath been placed. And hath been destroyed. Now wipe yourself with the blood, and that one right there next to you. Get that one next to you and help them out too. Gate number two, Lord Jesus. See you right there before me. Ooh, head and hair white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with the Father. Ooh, eyes like fire. Body shining with the glory and fire of your resurrection. Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. And in your memory, there is a sea of forgetfulness, in which had been placed all my past life, all my mistakes, all my condemnation, and hath been lost in that sea of forgetfulness. Now just wipe yourself from your feet up. Stand thinking about it. Yes, Lord. Gate number three now. Everyone get ready and just move in simple renewings. Oh, of the Holy Ghost. To get you in a place to where you understand what's getting ready to be revealed for you. It's going to hit you. Oh, just like a shower of what it is, the love of God. Gate number three. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Your head and hair white as wool, white as snow. You're one with the Father. Ooh. And inside of you is your heart of love and the heart of love of my Father, on which my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being hath been placed on that heart of love and hath been absorbed into that heart of love. Now just feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you right into that love and feel that love begin to move in. Number three, the last step, the heart of our Father and the heart of Jesus. Some of you beginning to understand. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of my love. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of my heart. I'm beginning to understand. Our journey, this new Jerusalem, our Father being clothed upon the earth, extending himself into the earth, had found a place and a people for the new Jerusalem. And this whole city of New Jerusalem being made up of the heart of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The city of his love. The city of his heart. Send down for those that move in obedience and get ready for that last step to find their place in his heart, in that city of their heart. This is the bosom of Abraham. This is why the Holy Ghost begins to take over inside of this city of love. This is why the Holy Ghost begins to mother, because in the New Old Testament says, whithersoever thy heart goeth, I goeth. Yes, Lord. And the children and the children of thy heart, I will be a mother unto them. The city of my love, all the people that's in this city, this heavenly new Jerusalem, are people of his obedience and his love. People that gave themselves and his love absorbed him, and they found that pearl with great price without a flaw in it, the new Jerusalem, the heart of our Father. Now just feel him settle down upon you. With that baptism of love. It lets you know the place that you're in. That's it. Is not revealed as a wife of our Father or as our mother until we reach this place. Because in the heart of our Father, in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, is where you begin to be produced as children of His love and children of His power. Oh, inside of His heart is revealed a sea of glass. Inside of His heart is the living church of the living Jesus. Where you are formed, oh, the church of His heart. Oh, when the Christ gave His last suffering, He was burned to a crisp, no form in Him. So He, fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy, said, I reached and grabbed Him unto my heart and absorbed Him into my heart, lest He blow away. Oh, 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 oh. Inside of the heart of God, the New Jerusalem, the heart of our Father, it revealed all the workings of love of the people of His love down through the ages. This is the reason why when you entered in to the heart of our Father and the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, you could feel the working of love of Joel's army of locusts. They ate up every living thing, set up a continual eating on the inside of you. For those that are outside of His heart, it's reserved that Joel's army is an army of judgment and destruction. But for those inside, they are glorified locusts. They are for the blessings of the children of God. Oh, oh, close your eyes and then you'll understand it. Oh, oh. And the purpose of the church in the throne of God and the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ inside of His heart. Not in His head, not in His feet, but inside of His heart. A throne of love. My heart shall rule, said the Lord God, and it shall send forth into all the earth the fruits of my heart of love and deliverance and power and strength, saith the Lord. Oh. The living church of His love found inside of His heart right before His throne to produce people of His heart. He does not produce His church in His feet. He does not produce His church in His head, but He produces His church in His heart, in the love, in that New Jerusalem, the city of His love, the city of His heart, made up of all the obedient people of His love down through the ages. And how did He give it to you? By works? No, by grace through faith. Oh. Oh. You're the plan of God now in simplicity. That church of love that's inside of His heart, His purpose is to form you into ministers, oh, of His heart, to send you out from His heart to build the rest of His body in the earth. Oh! Some of you will be at the calling of a feet or the evangelist or the prophet evangelist. But being formed in His heart, you will be sent out and send the whole, oh, into His feet. You'll build the feet into the image of His heart. Oh, some of you being called into the place of elders and overseers and pastors and wisdom and apostolic ministries and whatnot, you'll be sent out into His head. But being sent out from His heart, you will form His head and His mind into the image of His heart. Oh, some of you being called to be His eyes, which are the prophetic ministry, the seeing ministry. Oh, but being formed in His heart, you will produce eyes or ministries. Oh, of love from His heart. And His eyes will become also His heart. Oh, some of you being ministers of miracles and providing for the needs of the people will become His stomach. You will see sent out to feed them spiritually and naturally, being produced inside of His heart to where His whole stomach becomes His heart. Oh! Some Some of you ministered being formed inside of his living church, which is in his heart. You will be sent out to build his arms and his hands in the earth. Oh, you will be sent out to gather in and bring into his heart. To gather in, to point your finger, to meet the needs and the many other workings of the arm and hand of the body, but forming his arms and his hands into the image of his heart. Oh, oh, oh. Then will be fulfilled of the fullness of the kingdom, age and earth, said, when my heart hath eaten up my whole body. Oh, oh. Enemy has been cast down, and the whole earth has become a place of my heart. Oh, oh, let that love just begin to move over you now. Mm. Oh, oh, feel it just crawling all over you. Let that love just squeeze down on you and move through you. Oh, you can't understand it. You have to feel it. Oh, we're coming by faith. And then when you come by faith, you get to feeling it. Oh. Become the voice of his heart. You've already begun to become the voice of his heart. The song of his love, the song of his grace, the song of his power, and the song of his deliverance, the song of his faith that fills the air, whoa, with the workings of his heart, breathing out through his heart. Oh. Some of you become the longed of his heart, but being formed in the heart, you will breathe out the inspired movings of the Holy Ghost and the revealings of the Word all over the world until the longed even become his heart. Oh. 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 Let the plan of God unfold to you now in your mind. Oh. Very well, it will be a long, drawn-out process. Listen, you haven't been in this journey very long, have you? Huh? Time speaking, you haven't. Mm. Oh, and there have been many things I've reached on you and required of you. And say, I don't understand why Brother Pruitt is getting so particular, but now you understand. Oh. Say, he just won't let me get by with anything. He just keeps moving on me there and just, oh, keeps looking at me with old eyes and, oh, keeps telling me to close my eyes and keeps laying hands on me and said, why, it doesn't look like I have to be that exact. Look like I'd be just as well off if I just got a little blessing and went on about my business. But we were on our way to his heart, the New Jerusalem, the heart of God. Oh, sometime I believe that's not God. Said he gets the contrary with me. Oh, and he keeps me moving so in faith that I don't know whether that's God or not. But when you move in faith, you found out it was, didn't you? Oh, and here we went on our journey. Oh, shedding off the works of Satan each step of the way until we found our resting place in that large place that the prophet spoke about. He said, I found myself in a large place where I knew not whither I was. But said he, oh, the breathings and the grace and the glory of the love of the Lord my God did cover my soul and did drown me in the many waters of his love. And I arose out from the depths of my, from my iniquity. I say, surely I must be in the heart of my Father God. But said my eyes were blinded with tears so that I could not see. But yea, my body moved with the shivers of his glory and his love. Surely I have found the heart of my Father God. And said, yea, when I tried to speak, the words would not come. Only the words would come that I knew not what said, but with them would come the glory of his love. And I said, surely I am speaking the words of love of my Father God. But said, yea, when I tried to breathe, I found my breath not in me. But yea, I've breathed in breaths of love that destroyed my breath. Surely I must be breathing in the heart of my Father God, says the prophet. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost move on you and let him settle you down in the place that you're supposed to be. Whoa! Whoa! Close your eyes and let him move on you. From what way is this city fashioned? It is fashioned after everyone look at it. It is fashioned after the gift of love. The gift of love to Joseph. The coat of many colors, remember? Oh, a gift of love. Joseph, thou art wearing the Jerusalem. Thou art wearing the gift of love. That coat of many colors that was given thee. Like a gift of my love. And how through Jesus Christ upon that sea of glass, his many victories spotted with fire and love, is that coat of many colors of Joseph. And on the wall is the coat of many colors of Joseph. Oh, and it's four square. Every way you look up and down, it's like this. I saw in a vision the other night, and the whole room was covered with the colors. I said, oh, Lord, what is that? He said, it's the blood, it's my love, it's my flesh, it's my glory, it's my power, it's my life. I said, that's too much for me to understand. Put me to sleep. Whoa. 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 And I lay there looking at night in my mind and these colors of seas, all these colors moving there before me, and I understood not what they were. But every time I look at one of them or two of them or three of them, the glory of God would light me and the rest and the peace and the love would move through my soul. But I knew it to be the Joseph's coat of many colors, a gift of love for God's people, the whole city made up of his heart, the whole city made up of his love. Oh. 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 To where shall I return, saith your Lord Jesus? Shall I not return to my resting place of love? Yea, when I do come again, shall it not be to those that are without sin that waiteth and looketh for me in my new city of love, saith the Lord? And yea, shall I not come then to separate, yea, and judge and bring forth the dominion and the blessing of my power and my love in all the earth, saith the Lord? But yea, what is the command unto thee, my people, that while thou art waiting for me to come, it did not occupy till I come, saith the Lord. It did not occupy my heart in earth and occupy and move and let me make you children of my love and the love of my Father's heart and send you forth and prepare thy way that I, when I come, that I may enter into my fullness that I have paid for with my suffering, saith the Lord. Ooh, car, rah, 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 rah. of my mysteries be revealed in my city of love, even as they hath been revealed, saith the Lord. Yea, and things that thou knowest not, how shall thou not enter into them? And shall not the flowing of my love move over thee and scourge through thee and leave thee nothing but a body and a vessel of my love, saith the Lord? For through thy obedience of faith I have been counted worthy to rest in my city of love. Yea, not by thy own works, but by the grace and the love of me and my Father. Yea, that did love you and gave myself for you, that you might have a large entrance into the city of my love, saith the Lord. Yet in that day shall I not take my children into my bosom, into my heart, and say, shall I not squeeze them gently, and shall not the juice of my love run through them and consume them, and shall not my love become their life, saith the Lord. And being children of my heart, children of my love, formed in the church of my love, which is inside of my heart, shall not, when I send them out, give them the covenant of my heart. Yea, that ye shall come to me asking anything in my name and asking the Father anything in my name, and I will do it, saith the Lord. Is not this covenant confirmed? Yea, in the covenant of my throne, yea, even the covenant of my heart, I give unto you now the covenant of my heart and the covenant of my throne. Let's all say, has been received, Lord Jesus. And let that covenant of your love move down on you. Has been given, has been received. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa. I know you can't believe it with your mind. Let your whole soul believe it in love. What did I ever do to deserve this? You believed God and you followed his minister. That's all you ever supposed to do. Yea, and say not that in this city of the New Jerusalem, yea, that there are only seven workings of the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord. For yea, I say unto you, there are 14. There are seven in my son, yea, and in my council there are submitted 14, saith the Lord, that are gathered together in my son Jesus. And surely they shall consume thee in thy completeness, saith the Lord. Yea, and I would speak another mystery unto thee. Even though seven works of the Holy Ghost, they are complete, I do roll up a double portion. I do put 14 in seven, saith the Lord. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I do this, not only by bringing you the blessing, my blessings, and the blessing to my son, and the blessing to, yea, of thy mother, the Holy Ghost, but I do bring down upon you the blessing of all of my people, yea, from all ages, from the Old Testament into the New Testament, from all ages, I bring them down upon you, saith the Lord. Yea, that you might receive the blessing and that they may rejoice with you. Yea, that they do partake of your blessings in me, saith the Lord. Yea, for I am not a God that did lie. Yea, when I spoke the promise unto my servant Isaiah that yea, he should have a part in the last day kingdom, though he be dead in his body many long years, I have reserved him in heaven. And yea, even now he doth have a blessing and a part in the last moving, saith the Lord. Oh, Yea, and I am not a God that I should lie. Never have I lied. Yea, when I spoke to my prophet Joel, though he be despised all over the face of the earth, and though he be drug around and run in the mountains, when I spoke to him the promise, yea, I shall come forth and build my kingdom in the last days and shall rejoice with a double portion of my joy. Yea, I have fulfilled that. I do let him rejoice inside of me with the army of his locusts. Yea, that he'd have eaten up every living thing, says the Lord. Saith the Lord God. I never lie. Yea, though I wait sometime for many centuries, I always fulfill every jot and every tittle of my promise, saith the Lord. When I did speak to my prophet Ezekiel and saith unto him, surely thou shalt go forth in the kingdom of thy father as a whirlwind, saith the Lord. Yea, and thou shalt enjoy the blessing. I did bring him upon you through Christ, and he did whirl you in my love, saith the Lord. For yea, I do give him a double portion of rejoicing, saith the Lord. Yea, and thank not that I ever lie. When I did speak to my servant David and say, I shall again sing the song of Zion. Yea, in my new Jerusalem, though it be many long years off, I reserved him in my new Jerusalem in heaven. And I did begin to send forth his new song of Zion into your midst and into your heart. For I lie not, saith the Lord. And he doth rejoice with a double portion through my son Jesus Christ. I spoke to my prophet Zechariah, yea, that he should judge all the nations of the world in fire and all the idle shepherds in destruction. I did not lie, for I have brought forth through him and the others that I have promised thy line of judgment upon the wicked, and surely the fire, though it come from many years behind, shall burn upon the false shepherds of the earth, and the angels of my fire shall destroy them, saith the Lord, for I do not lie. When I did speak unto my servant John and say, I shall prophesy to another kingdom and all ages and all people, I did not lie, saith the Lord. For through my son Jesus Christ, the spirit of prophecy, he has been moving on you, and even now hath revealed to you the new Jerusalem, the city of my love, and doth prophesy in thy midst by the flowing of his love, saith the Lord. Settled in one thing, yea, that I am the Lord God, and I cannot lie. I will not lie. It hath not been given into me a lie. Why, yea, I speak the same promise unto thee. If thou wilt abide by faith and obedience in my heart, surely thou shalt move into my fullness and sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the fullness of my love shall be there.
Spoken, Lord Jesus, hath been spoken, my Father, hath been received, hath been given unto me, power to move into this. Oh.
Yea, and thank not, because thou art small in this life, yea, that thou shalt have a small place in my kingdom, saith the Lord. For in my kingdom there is neither great nor small. Yea, for those that do move in faith and obedience, saith the Lord, the fullness of my love is theirs. For yea, with me there is no respect of a person. There is no great nor small. The only thing that I respect is obedience in faith, saith the Lord.
So be thou delivered even now from the ways of this world. In the high, all I require thee is faith and obedience, and stand in thy lot, even as I spoke unto Daniel the prophet. Stand in thy lot, and it shall be given unto thee the fullness of reward in the everlasting kingdom, saith the Lord. Shabbat. And I have many more things to saith unto you, the Lord, saith the Lord. But at this time, I must cease speaking, lest my words consume you. Oh, and I enjoy not, and settle now not in the things that I have given thee. But this one thing I say unto thee, saith the Lord, even now by the Holy Ghost I do bring upon thee a moving, a baptism of my peace, and doth put thee in a state of dream. Everyone confess, hath been received. All right, feel it move down on you. Just let yourself go out. Oh, let yourself just go out, back, forward. Oh, turn on the music, New Jerusalem there. Oh, let's just let it rest. We'll put you in a dream. You that came in late, oh, you be sure to get this tape. Put the 144th hour, put anything on to start with. Let's let it go out, Seth, go out in a dream now. That's the way. That's it. Just let it flow. Let him make you know it's real. Let him make you know it's real. Just let him put you in a dream. Coat of many colors. Type of a new Jerusalem. One of those places are yours. Even though you be small in this world, the Lord said you're large in my sight because I have given you a place of love. Lord, I look on the heart of obedience. I do not look on the smallness or greatness of this world. It is not given for the world to know me. For I do not look on the greatness as the world looks. I look on the love and the heart and obedience of my people. And yea, I do not look on the works that they do. I look on their obedience in me. And I produce what works I would have through them, saith the Lord. Surely they shall be great in all the land, but it shall not be their greatness. It shall be the greatness of my love, saith the Lord. Just let it flow over you there, brother. You need to rest, brother. Feel it moving over you. Brother Ron, just lay down and rest a while. Let the music play. Anything will be all right now. That's it. Just let him make it real to you.
say, I'll try and try to love today. It hath been given me to obey. It hath been given me to obey. Say, I'll try and try today.
It hath not been given me to say. It hath not been given me to say. I'll try.
It hath been given me the voice of grace inside me that doth say, I'm the voice of Jesus that hath been given you today. It hath been given me to say, I feel the joy of Jesus today. It hath been given me to say, I have the joy of Jesus today. It hath not been given me to say, I'll try to feel his joy today. It hath not been given me to say, I'll try to feel his joy today. It hath been given me the voice of grace inside me that doth say, I'm the voice of Jesus that hath given you today. Ooh. It hath been given me to obey. Hath been given me to feel his faith. I have his faith today. It hath been given me to say, I have his faith today, power to believe in every way. Ooh. Not bad. It hath been given me to obey. It hath been given me to obey. Hath not been given me to say, I'll do my best today. Yeah.